Literally, how little I care about Jim Harbaugh right now is how much I care about what's dropping this week in theaters. Every comic nerd in the world, and I was brought home from the hospital wrapped in a Superman shirt. This is our day. It's the culmination of a decade's worth of movies, of moments, of tearjerkers, of shockers, of phenomenal heroism, and dastardly villainism. Villainism? Is that a word? It's a word right now.
Villainy.
Villainy is definitely the word you're looking
for. Avengers Endgame.
Assemble. Oh, come on.
A dropping this week. Finally, after all this time.
Let's go.
I cannot wait.
S is hype. Now, I am much more of a DC person. However, I decided, based on the influence of the internet, a lot of brackets came out during March. There are 21, going to be 22, coming this Thursday, Marvel movies. And people are trying to rank them, discuss them, what have you. We had the idea, slash didn't, and we stole from the internet, to have a bracket for this. And to discuss which of these Marvel films are the best, because we're not just sports, we're better than that. We're better than any other sports podcast because we're talking Marvel films. And so what we did is we did a little molding, if you will. And I took up the reins with some criticism from the crowd of putting a 1 through 11 two-sided bracket of the 22 films to see if we could discuss and get to the bottom of what the best Marvel film is. So the bracket I will be posting on our Facebook page, it'll go onto the Twitter, all the Sports Carnage podcast places, you'll be able to see this peripheral and follow along.
We're going to tune up that bracket a little bit before we post it for the public, yes? Yes.
No, it's going to be in its purest form in the sideways angle.
No, you can't do that.
And as he says
they're going to think we're a band of retards who got access to the podcast.
I disown the use of
who
that
gave this
in
who
Marvel
gave this
context.
Chimpanzee a pencil and paper. What?
So we need to discuss this, gentlemen. So I'm going to lay the ground rules generally speaking, okay? We have two playing games between the 11 and 10 seeds. The way I had these rankings, they are not definitive cut in stone. They are based around my general perception of how these teams are supposed to go. Based around average score, whether that's Rotten Tomatoes, audience score, box office rating, that is obviously relatively important, and overall feeling of the film, as I said. How I perceive these films to go in the future. And this is a microcosm and something we're going to do in the future in the Dog Days of Summer with sports movies. So this is kind of a preview, if you will. So, the rankings go as follows. And I do have to tilt my head in order to read this because I'm dumb and took it vertical like a scrub.
Don't you have the actual paper with you?
Stop. It's in my car, so I can go get it. It's gonna take like 2 minutes, though.
Whatever's easier for you.
Jesus Christ, are you crawling to your car? Why does it take 2 minutes to get to your car?
Because I locked the shit out of my house, so I gotta unlock everything.
How many locks do you have, Mr. Panic
Dylan
Room?
Lives. This is not a... I don't blame him.
Are you going to take the crossbow out to the car with you?
Pop, pop. Anyways, so our number one overall seeds. Now, remember, there's two of each seed. And gentlemen, please withhold your reaction until the matchups. I'm aware. Paul's not going to be able to hold his...
Hold your applause until everyone in the graduating class has walked.
That's right. So, number one overall seeds. Pretty safe. OG Iron Man and OG Avengers. Number one overall seeds. Number two overall seeds on the bottom side of the bracket. We have Avengers 3, which is Avengers Infinity War, and we have Captain America Civil War. In each of those matchups with the one seed, we have a playing game with the 10 and the 11s. So the top four seeds, again, are as follows. Iron Man, Avengers, Avengers Infinity War, and Captain America Civil War. So, playing in these first initial matchups, we have the play-in game. The number 10 seed, Captain America the First Avenger, playing and facing off against the Incredible Hulk. On the other side of the bracket, we have the number 10 seed, Thor, Dark World, or Dark Trash, as I like to call it.
The Dark World. And then,
the Dark Trash.
There's no bias here, sir.
And the number 11 seed, Iron Man 2. And then in the 2-9 matchups, we have Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Ant-Man and the Wasp. So, we will go through these matchups first, gentlemen. I know I threw a lot of these participants at you.
Why are we skipping the middle?
Because I'm going from top and squeezing towards the middle. So, going with
That was not a good answer.
With our first matchup, the play-in games, we are discussing first the matchup that I know Paul is going to scream at me for, so let's get out of the way. In the West Regional, Captain America the First Avenger against the Incredible Hulk. I believe we know who is going to be winning this one, but Paul, take your, I'm going to time you, 30 seconds. Go ahead and scream.
I mean, the Incredible Hulk was so lackluster, it doesn't feel like it belongs with the rest of these movies. It is part of the current MCU that back then they didn't even know what the current MCU was going to be. And we don't even have the same Incredible Hulk. Like, it's canon. Because
Edward Norton's a douche.
But at the same time, our Incredible Hulk is completely different. But whatever. I mean, Captain America in a landslide, whatever.
Mr. Matt.
This is a joke. An absolute joke. You're giving me Tommy Lee Jones, Hugo Weaving, Chris Evans, Haley Atwell, Sebastian Stan, Dominic Cooper, Stanley frickin' Tucci, and Samuel L. Jackson, and you're going to put it up against the trash that is the Incredible Hulk, not to mention the fact it's a World War II movie with one of the greatest characters of all time. It's an absolute embarrassment that this is even a matchup.
And Mr. Ryan.
So I don't think that the Hulk, just the character, makes a very good movie anyway, so I haven't been a fan of any of the Hulk movies, so Captain America wins easily.
And with a landslide second act, second half, Chris Evans with 30 points in the game. We have Captain America the First Avenger moving on into the 1-10 matchup against our number one overall seed, Iron Man.
On the opposite side. How the hell is that the number one overall seed?
Because I said so. Moving on to the other side.
Do you appreciate the first time we've ever been unanimous?
Yeah, I don't think that's the first time. It was pretty easy. So,
some of our grizzly takes have been all grizzly.
In our second and Eastern Regional, we have in our play-in game the number 10 seed Thor, the Dark World Trash, against the number 11 seed Iron Man 2. I already have clearly tipped my hand. Please, gentlemen.
I mean, neither movies were good. They were both hella disappointing, but I mean, it's hard to follow the first Iron Man. It's really freaking good. But it's also hard to be as bad as Iron Man 2 was. And Thor Dark World, for all the crap it gets, at least kind of tried to do something a little bit different. I'm definitely going to give the edge to Thor.
Thor has Loki that wins over anything Iron Man 2 ever had.
Outside,
there's one shot, redeeming shot, and it's when he steps into the suitcase to become Iron Man on the frickin' racetrack. That was about it. That movie was a waste of talent for a whole lot of really good actors. And Thor 2 is not nearly as bad as it gets the Trash 4. Loki is phenomenal in that movie.
That's and actually a fair you point have a se- too.
No, he has a sexual fetish with Hiddleston.
He did a great job that movie.
No, Thor. No, Loki is still the best thing that Marvel has done, and he was fantastic in Thor: The Dark World.
All right, now we're over the top.
He is.
All right, Ryan.
So as far as Thor 2 and Iron Man 2 go, I gotta give it to Iron Man, mainly because I don't really care about the superhero aspect of it, but if you're gonna give me two bad movies, I'm gonna take Robert Downey Jr. every time, just because he's gonna add an element of comedy to it that I very much enjoy his style of acting and his dialogue and pretty much anything he's in, especially him as Tony Stark.
This is also a very true story.
But we also have Hiddleston and Hemsworth. Like,
hold up! Because I am now going to be able to either create the tie or we have our next winner.
You already tipped your hand!
And I have the tie. And the reason is as follows. Thor: The Dark World is the worst Marvel movie ever made. It is boring. It is a slog.
Incredible Hulk's way worse.
Super false.
It is absolutely atrocious. Partially because Jane Foster as a character in this series is really bad. And
yeah, but Kat Denning's
Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 2 did try to create one of Tony Stark's most iconic storylines. And which one is that, Matt?
I don't know, getting drunk and dealing with Justin Hammer?
That is correct, which is the Devil in a Bottle storyline, which is, I would argue, Tony's most harrowing one because it humanized him in a way that a lot of his other acts before the first film was able to accomplish. I will always take Iron Man 2 over Thor: The Dark World. We have our first split, gentlemen.
Alright, I call dibs on this one.
What do you mean, dibs?
Aren't we possession arrowing this?
I will, everybody is going to be able to get a super seed, I guess, if you will. One, able to turn the vote. So are you going to waste it on this? Because it goes through the whole tournament.
Negative.
So who's going to break the tie?
I'm not wasting it on Thor 2 versus Iron Man 2.
Right, what happens if no one does? Or if you super seed, someone else is super seed.
So here's the thing.
You're right to supersede.
So we have our super seeds. Everybody gets one in order to try to split a tie. Now, I personally am of the opinion that we should go with mine, but I'm not obviously going to waste my super seed on that. So I believe audience aggregate score is the only way to determine which moves on. Do we agree? I would say Metacritic, but that is whichever. I do not care.
I think audience score, not Rotten Tomatoes score, but audience
I'm
score
aware.
From Rotten Tomatoes would be my preferred method. And no idea which.
All right. So we have Iron Man 2 has an, oh boy, Iron Man 2 has an audience score of 71%.
Yeah, it probably
and
76%
Thor.
From Thor.
Really?
Say what now? You are correct! And we have our next contestant in a shocking turn of events, a call overruled out of bounds. Thor, The Dark Trash World, moves on to face our number two overall seed, Avengers.
Shouldn't you known it was a better score if you seeded it 10th? Isn't that what you base the scores on?
Again, I use Metacritic, but moving on to the bottom of the Western Regional.
It's not an upset, but it feels like an upset, okay?
We have Avengers Infinity War. The second most recent MCU film.
Third.
The shit? How?
Ant-Man and the Wasp came out after Avengers and Captain
Marvel. I forget about that film. My bad, my apologies. Against Guardians of the Galaxy 2. If you would please, Paul, let us get this drubbing out of the way.
It's closer than you think.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's Infinity War, obviously, but it's closer than you think.
For what reason, exactly?
For the reason that...
Kurt Russell.
I hate half movies. Honestly, I hate them.
Like, I agree with that.
I hate part one and part twos. They just absolutely drive me insane. Like, I would rather sit through a 5-hour movie than wait for another freaking movie.
The part one aspect of this film is going to be the reason that it is the Kansas of this tournament, if you will. It is absolutely susceptible moving forward, but not in this round. Anybody else have anything to add?
If this was against the first Guardians of the Galaxy, we'd have a real battle. But okay. It's against Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is a good movie, entertaining movie. You know, love the, love Yondu's stuff. That's fantastic.
Best part of the film.
Baby Groot's great. but, I mean, what we saw in Infinity War, I'm sorry. you're not telling me that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was better than that.
No. Ryan, anything to add?
Yeah, Infinity War disintegrated my favorite superhero, so they can go f*** themselves. And I know it's going to win, but I'm going to cast my vote for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So,
I should have won Guardians. I thought about it.
A whole bunch of stuff. Love it.
With a 15-point definitive win, with a slight comeback towards the end, a last punch, if you will, Avengers Infinity War snaps into our second round. And on the other side, in the Eastern Regional at the bottom of the bracket.
So you're not going to give any reasons on your own? You're just going to just be the play-by-play, color commentary guy all in one?
I only really feel like I need to add if I have something unique to say, which with that I just didn't.
Yeah,
to
if
be
it's
honest.
Not regurgitating.
I stole your Yondu thunder.
The Yondu thing.
You can just be like, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
And also, to be fair, I will say one thing in the Guardians movie that I nobody talks about. When he is got his little quill thing and he's going around murdering everybody in the ship, it's surprisingly dark. But it's great, also.
Ego? Yeah, ego's messed up.
My feeling was that Guardians 2 is really good. I'm actually changing my vote.
No. Oh my goodness, and all of a sudden we have a reversal of the call. We have a last second run. Everybody switched from CBS to True TV.
I get that the whole Kurt Russell thing was a little different. But
I do not like Ego, the living
It has a ton of redeeming
all.
Qualities.
It has
the stuff,
a ton.
The stuff with Gamora... And
Mary Poppins.
Frickin', what's his sister's name all of a sudden? I'm blanking.
For real?
Nebula?
Yeah.
I just... Avengers 3 was not...
I don't like Avengers 3, but this is not close, and I'm
movie.
So...
It was a prelude. It was an introduction. It was not a now, full...
Lies! No. It was a movie.
No.
It was Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows, Part 1.
It was good. But it was a prelude, and I cannot.
Now.
I can't do it. I have to.
All right.
These are comic books, man. They don't just end just because you finished reading the book.
Here is the thing. We are talking films, not comics. Now, here, is anyone superseding? Because if not, we obviously know who is winning this matchup.
No, I'm not superseding.
Then.
Wait. Ryan or Paul can throw a whole big wrench into the mix right now by superseding.
That is true. Do we wish to supersede, gentlemen?
No.
With that
Do
silence.
Do you want the half movie of Avengers Infinity War to be done right now? First round, frickin' Virginia, UMBC.
With that silence, even despite the defection, Avengers Infinity War has snapped on. Even despite the derailing, and they are on to the second round. And so we go to the Eastern Regional, where the actual true... second Avengers film, Captain America Civil War, squares off against the actual second to last MCU film from recording, which is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Age of
Gentlemen,
Ultron was definitely before Civil War.
As I said previously, if you would listen to your announcer, the true Avengers 2. So, gentlemen, Paul, please respond to this matchup.
You didn't announce the audience scores.
I'm not doing that. Clearly, Infinity War wins that.
Only by 4%. It was pretty close.
That's what I said. Without the defection, it was a close matchup.
Close
it shouldn't
call.
Have been.
So, this one is obvious. I feel like I probably enjoyed Ant-Man and the Wasp more than anyone else on the planet. I thought it was actually a really fun movie. But
lies.
Civil War was phenomenal. Like, super, super phenomenal. It was just one of the better movies in the entire MCU. So, hands down.
I'm with Paul as far as enjoyment of Ant-Man and the Wasp. I think they're fantastic movies. So far, both Ant-Mans. Love the comedy brought to it, the family style brought to it. And Paul Rudd has been surprisingly, and I like Paul Rudd a lot.
Surprisingly? But he was,
no, I like him a lot.
You take that slander back.
I'm saying surprisingly for how he is blended in to the MCU. That's the surprising part of his comedy style, and it's mixed really well.
And in fairness, that fit really well in Civil War.
Yes, it did. And it fit even better in Civil War because of who he got to do it with.
Giant Man.
While Ant-Man and the Wasp had some fantastic moments, Civil War is one of the best things Marvel has done in the cinematic universe. And the introduction of, you know, pretty much unarguably the greatest thing that Marvel has done, Spider-Man, into the MCU, the way they went about it, the way they were able to turn the story around Bucky, because that's not the way Civil War actually goes down in the comics, but the way they were able to do that with the movie, I thought was great. It was hella enjoyable. Loved watching the battles between Cap and Iron Man and those two actors.
Captain Iron Man, indeed.
I said Cap and Iron Man.
I heard Captain Iron Man.
I understand what you heard. I said Cap and Iron Man. I call them Cap because we close like that.
Speaking of close, Ryan, I don't hear you, sir. What is your response?
So after watching the new Hulk Thor movie, I had to take a look at this, but I don't know. I don't like the concept of Ant-Man at all. So I just give it to Civil War. All
right.
What a hating ass.
Yeah. Now, I actually, as your announcer, do have something to say about this film. Number one is that I am the absolute biggest apologist for BVS on the planet. It is not close. I am a huge apologist for Batman vs. Superman, and it came out right around the same time as Captain America Civil War, and I will say, at first, it did jade my opinion. I did not think it was as good as everyone else said it was. In fact, this is true. BVS and Cat and Civil War are very similar films. Plot-wise, character motivations, there are very big
Cap and Iron Man, both of a mom named Martha?
Ha 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 ha! Low-bearing fruit. Anyways, but, and I'm clearly getting somewhere with this. Now that I have stepped out of that a little bit, I still do defend BVS, but I do not hate Civil War as much as I used to. Zemo is not a very good villain, but that's not even the point of the film anyway. Sokovia Accords, I wish there was a little more about them because I think it's a fascinating angle, but it's absolutely Civil War with the smackdown, the Zion Williamson put back dunk, puts away Ant-Man and the woman bee.
Dylan, have you watched the Ultimate Edition yet for BVS?
I've been desperately trying to, but I can't get a hold of a digital copy for it. $20.
Well, I will bring it with me when I come to see you next month.
Oh, I've heard it's utterly fantastic.
It just makes more sense as a movie. You understand why Bruce Wayne hates Superman. You understand why Clark Kent hates Batman. That the movie doesn't explain really well on its own. The Ultimate Edition, while, yes, longer by like 25 minutes, it doesn't feel longer because it flows better.
Right.
So, Civil War, to me, was more moving, and I was more emotionally invested and more into the movie than Infinity War.
Oh, absolutely. That's not even a question. And we'll get to that in later rounds.
Sorry, movie. Spider-Man Turn of the Dust gets me every time.
Ah, we're swearing now in the Marvel Ultimate Podcast.
Oh, it did.
Now, that is not what we're talking about right now, because we are moving on to the more contentious matchups, the 3-8 and the 4-7. Again, if it doesn't make any sense to you in your head, we will have the bracket on our peripherals on Facebook at Sports Carnage Podcast and Twitter on Sports Carnage Podcast. So, our number 3 seeds go as follows. Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Is it the Winter Soldier or just Winter Soldier?
I think it's just Winter Soldier, actually.
Captain America, Winter Soldier is the Western 3 seed, and the East 3 seed is Thor Ragnarok. And the 4 seeds, the West, we have OG Thor, directed by Kenneth Branagh, and the four seed on the east side with the now resurrected James Gunn, the original Guardians of the Galaxy, and they will be facing in the 3-8 matchup in the first that we will discuss, gentlemen. Captain America, Winter Soldier against the number 8 seed, Captain Marvel.
Do I have to dignify this with an answer?
I am with you. I would say absolutely not, but you may say anything that's not utterly misogynistic.
He's not going to say anything bad. It wasn't bad. And I will say, I was super uptight about the casting. I did not like the casting of Brie Olsen. I still stand
How dare a feminist be Captain Marvel?
But she did better than I thought she would. The best part of that movie, by far to me, was the story behind Eyepatch's Eyepatch. It's Captain America in a landslide.
He was too friendly with a cat he didn't know.
A cat that wasn't a cat.
Spoilers! Thought, oh my god, I'm sorry, spoilers.
I thought it was a joke. I thought they just didn't have like a normal name for a cat. And then I was like, holy shit.
There is an internet theory, by the way, about Nick Fury that I will say off air because it is utterly fascinating.
Alright, but obviously Winter Soldier in a landslide. I mean, it's just absolutely not even close.
Matt?
While Captain America was very enjoyable.
I don't want you to dive into Winter Soldier, because we're going to talk about them a lot, I have a feeling. So let's say.
While Captain Marvel was very enjoyable, and particularly the Skrull part of it, actually, I found fascinating, it doesn't touch Winter Soldier.
Ryan. Silent Bob.
All recency bias. What do you mean? I'm waiting for them to talk. I know that's a foreign concept to you.
Yes!
How dare you talk to your announcer that way, sir?
Oh, recency bias, I really enjoyed Captain Marvel, and I haven't seen Winter Soldier in forever. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Ms. Marvel with this one.
I'm about to supersede his right to vote.
You leave absolutely him alone. Not. That is the most heinous crime since Kevin Ware had his bone stuck right out of his leg in the Elite Eight matchup.
I don't need because to think about that.
Because it is just
this
as heinous.
Me too. This shit cost us a championship.
Captain America Winter Soldier was genre changing. It is arguably the most unique film of this lot. I'm going to have way more to say about this particular film moving forward. Captain Marvel had so much less to say than it should have. I know Paul didn't want to hear any of that. It was a weaker film to Wonder Woman, and if it wasn't up to those heights, it was never going to beat Winter Soldier. So the Winter Soldier, with 33s in the game, beats down Captain Marvel by 40
33s in the 70s. Did they have a three-point line?
No.
And
but in the 90s, they did.
Now moving on to the eastern side of the 3-8 matchup, we have Thor Ragnarok, directed by one of my favorites, Taika Waititi, against the number 8 seed,
Amen.
Avengers. What?
Nothing. Amen.
Okay.
Age of Ultron.
8. Age of Ultron. Or as I would like to say, the old senile age of Ultron.
What? So this is a matchup of the best comedy in the MCU. And probably the most disappointing of the Avengers movies. Which doesn't mean it was bad. But
it was
left a little bit to be desired, and these movies.
I bet you didn't see that coming.
As a lot of lopsided early round matchups are, the gap is very massive, and I'll take the wonderfully done comedy all day.
Avengers: Week of Ultron is it gets a lot of flack.
It's awful.
The name alone doesn't make much sense because that wasn't a very long lasting age of Ultron.
It was supposed to be okay.
James Spader as the voice was fantastic. I love James Spader, and him as the voice of Ultron was great. And it brought in some very important notions and characters, and it really that movie does a lot for advancing the MCU storyline to where we are now.
It gave us a reason that it gets a lot of flack for. As he disintegrates.
But Thor Ragnarok is just an utterly surprisingly fantastic movie. Hilarious from beginning to end. Korg is still one of my favorite things in the MCU. The fact that Taika Waititi actually plays Korg makes it even better.
Absolutely.
And if you haven't had a chance to watch the behind-the-scenes stuff involving this movie, do it, because it's an absolute riot. So yes, Thor Ragnarok, I will take that over Avengers Age of Ultron.
Give me the Avengers, because I get Thor, and then I get about three better superheroes. I'm all about that.
So, I have also a crap ton to say about Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok actually changed my opinion of the character. I despise Thor in his first two outings. And in fact, just recently an article came out that... Well, just recently an article came out from Chris Hemsworth in the same vein, where before Taika saved the character for him, he was pretty much done playing Thor. But this movie completely revitalized him. I would say it revitalized a lot of the MCU with its humor, which I think lands way better than Guardians of the Galaxy, the original, substantially. I agree with Paul on that. You just said it was the best comedy.
But
that's what I was agreeing
with. Way better. It literally took Guardians of the Galaxy's script and was like, we can use this.
No, it didn't. That is very insulting to Taika's directorial vision, and I will not stand for that. Avengers Age of Ultron completely wasted one of the best character actors ever in James Spader. Its plot is nonsensical. The way he goes about his mission is stupid. You didn't see that coming. I didn't see you, Quicksilver. You sucked. And I hate this film a crap ton. The bottom half of the MCU, I just want to burn it alive. But it did set the groundwork for Civil War. But as I said before, I think Civil War is the better Avengers film. And I think that it absolutely overtakes any weight that Age of Ultron.
There's no Thor. There's no Hulk. It's not an Avengers film.
Okay. Go ahead and share that with the internet, because I am not alone in this opinion.
There's no Wolverine in any of these either. Are we just going to disqualify
right,
all of them?
Yeah. What are you talking about? So, regardless, Thor Ragnarok, amazing. And also, if you liked Ragnarok and its humor, What We Do in the Shadows, one of the most underrated and hilarious films ever made.
I don't know what that is.
You need to watch it. It is
it's
utterly
a TV
hilarious.
Show on FX.
Yes, also hilarious. But the original film has a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's made by Taika Waititi. It's so funny. We are werewolves, not swearwolves. Now, moving on to the 4-7 matchup, moving this quicker a little bit, getting that pace up. We have the OG Thor with Kenneth Branagh as director instead of Taika Waititi. And we have the number 7 seed in the West, Doctor Strange.
I'm actually surprised at this seeding, but I'm going to play chalk on this one. I like the original Thor a lot more than a lot of people, and certainly much more than Dark World. In Doctor Strange, you can say it's an origin story, you can say they played it really safe. Doctor Strange was underwhelming for me, and I want to preface this. We've kind of poo-pooed on quite a few of these movies. Me, personally, all of these movies, and I'll include The Incredible Hulk in it, are extremely watchable. There's not... When we say it's a bad movie, we're saying it's bad for, like... Or at least me, personally, I'm saying it's bad for the MCU as comparison to some of their great films. But all this entire universe has phenomenal movies. But Doc Strange underwhelmed for me, and I'm going to take Thor.
This comes down, for me at least, to your preference and style of movie. If you like the majority of the MCU movies, you go with Doctor Strange. The amount of action involved, it's visually stunning. Like, it did things that I wish Inception did, and I'm glad that it had the technology to do. I loved a lot of the characters in it. They were complex. They were not perfect, except for Wong. Wong is perfect. I'm a huge Kenneth Branagh fan, both behind the camera and on screen. And what he did with Thor and Loki, where Loki really towed that line. And while it's a slower movie for a lot of MCU fans, There's a lot of things that I like about it, but I'm going to go with Doctor Strange because that Thor is not the Thor we have now. It's a completely different Thor. It's in terms of style on the screen.
I want to veto thank you, that as Taika. Part of the equation.
But there's the growth in it as well, but I'm going to go with Doctor Strange.
Interessante.
According to Matt, people can't change.
That's literally what he just said.
Either of these characters, but I like Thor more than I like Doctor Strange.
Well, it would appear that we have our first tight matchup because, as I had alluded to before, I do not like the original two Thor movies. In fact, it made me absolutely hate the character. If Thor Ragnarok did not exist, I may have a different opinion just because a lot of people do like OG Thor. However, when I saw it in theaters, and I don't know if you guys had the same experience, but the sound editing on it was god-awful. Because when that machine, I forget what it's called, the Destroyer, I believe, yep. When it's going through that town in New Mexico and shooting its rays, every time it did in the theater I was in, my eardrums almost ruptured. It was so painfully loud, like actually painful. It hurt so much, and it didn't help that this movie was boring as balls, too. Doctor Strange also did something that I do appreciate a lot. How Dormammu was overcome and how they told that final battle in reverse and just the ingeniousness of how they used the Time Stone. Brilliant. And I will say Doctor Strange to tie this matchup up going into overtime.
Like 10% on audience score.
And we have our first upset. Wafford actually has their star player hitting his shots, and the mighty Kentucky Wildcats have gone down. Doctor Strange is our first underseed to move on. And moving to the other side to see if we have a repeat in this scenario, we have the number 4 seed Guardians of the Galaxy OG versus Iron Man 3 and the fake Mandarin.
The only thing I want to know is how in the absolute hell, how is the OG Guardians a 4 seed?
Because I hate it.
In what universe? This literally set the stage for the new MCU. Like, it did everything perfect.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Ronan is a joke in this movie. Stop it.
That was the end for Paul?
Yeah.
Apparently. Okay. He's just drinking now.
While I enjoy Iron Man 3 a lot more than most people, it doesn't touch what Guardians did. Guardians surprised everybody with how well it did in the box office, how much people took to a gang of characters that they really don't know. You know, up until this movie, you know who every single one of these characters is that has come out of the MCU. And then you get the Guardians, and unless you really read comics, you don't really know who they are. So this is the first one where you don't know what to expect, you don't know what you're going to get. And what we got was phenomenal in so many ways. And while you say Ronan was a joke, he was only a joke compared to Thanos because they got to build up how big Thanos is. It literally took the entire Guardians of the Galaxy and the stone to defeat him. And so I don't know how much of a joke that is when he was literally about to destroy another planet after massacring an entire prison that was fantastically escaped from by Rocket. The people involved in it, from the voices of Rocket and Groot to the actual actors that were playing live action, was phenomenal. And it surprised the hell out of me, and it is still one of the most enjoyable MCU movies.
Literally perfect.
I liked the first Guardians a lot when I first saw like the previews because it came out.
And the soundtrack, man.
Like, quite a bit ago. I thought it was a kid's movie when you have this raccoon, you have the big giant tree. So I saw the previews and I was like, not really into it. And then I saw it on, it was like DVD or something, at my cousin's house. And I was like, this movie is actually fantastic. And then I rewatched it the other day when, I think it was FX or something, had like just this Marvel movie marathon. And the scene when they first get into the jail is so funny. And I was dying laughing. So I'm going to definitely pick Guardians here over Iron Man 3.
I have a weird relationship with Iron Man 3 because I do appreciate the idea of Tony deciding he is bigger than the Iron Man suit. I do understand that character motivation. It's completely undermined because he just goes right back to the suits. Blowing all those up was just a waste of time. And we did get the first witness of the Hulkbuster. That was pretty cool. I also have this weird taste in my mouth that...
Wait, what?
The Mandarin... What? What do you mean, what?
What do you mean, first taste of the Hulkbuster?
Yeah, like you saw the first prototype of the Hulkbuster.
What, the one that was holding up the thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if I call that the Hulkbuster.
Anyways.
I'm failing this for semantics.
Because Matt wants to try to out-nerd me, and that's not
because happening. I can.
So... So the big thing to me that gives me pause is that the way that they did the Mandarin could have been so brilliant. I will never understand the directorial choice of changing it. I didn't see it coming, and it actually was an absolutely brilliant way to make a problematic character.
It was
timely. It was brilliant.
And it's Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yes. But I don't get it.
When is Tony dumb enough to give the villain his home address?
Well,
and okay. Not be prepared.
I agree.
Come on.
If the Mandarin landed, I think that it would absolutely overcome, because I think the storyline, it was there. There was something there. Iron Man 3 is a good film, especially when Tony is captured and then he gets all his pieces of the Iron Man suit again and he has all those makeshift things
that
he does.
All the town stuff when he's just him is great too.
Yeah, yeah, him and the absolutely. Kid. Oh, yeah, for sure. It was the first sign that you saw he was wanting
but
to be
still
a
not
parent
better than
figure.
Guardians.
I don't like Guardians. It is a poor man's Thor. Ragnarok, the comedy does not land to me. It's juvenile. The only reason people praise it is because it was something nobody knew. If it were characters that you did, which I did, whatever, dude. I didn't like it that much. And the villain was awful. The final act was a joke. And they completely wasted Nova Corps. Where is Nova? Where is he?
They ripped off Thor Ragnarok when it was literally
I didn't say
set
that.
The blueprint. Yes, you
he
did.
Said a poor man's. He said a poor man's.
I said a poor man's.
Whatever.
Why don't
it's
you
more
listen?
Like a poor,
to me.
It's more like a poor man's
set
Star
the
Wars.
Blueprint for Ragnarok. Unreal.
Good for it. It was a poor man's version. Unreal. So, however,
the soundtrack
my
alone
does,
is phenomenal.
That's great. The villain wasn't. Moving on, because the inevitable happened in the matchup that nobody cared about, but it still occurred. Guardians moves on, and now we are on to our most contentious matchups, the 5-6. The movies that are going to be duking it out punch for punch, and we start in the West bracket with one that we are going to be discussing next week. With Spider-Man Homecoming squaring off against Avengers Endgame, we will be putting that matchup off to next week, so everybody is going to be able to see it. We all are going to be watching this film, except for maybe Paul, because he'll be knee-deep in the sewer of his home or something. So we're going to put that matchup off. So our last matchup of this first round in this Marvel bracket, we have... the number 5 seed, Black Panther, against the number 6 seed, OG Ant-Man.
It's so tough.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It's so, Black Panther was really good. It was.
Why
exactly...
is Ant-Man on top? Why did you write it this way?
Black Panther was everything that it should have been. They did everything you would have wanted them to do with the movie. They didn't leave anything out. They didn't put anything ridiculous in. But Ant-Man is severely underrated. I mean, Ant-Man... I thought Ant-Man was going to upset somebody in this tournament. I really did. And then I saw the break. It's tough, man. It kind of... Matt talked about this earlier. It kind of depends on what type of movie... that you like more. I'm still undecided. I think I'm going to give the edge to Ant-Man. Because of
Shocker.
What it did. So we knew...
Matt!
Black Panther Panther was really well done.
Matt! You had your 45 seconds, sir. We move on.
What Black Panther was going to be. Whereas Ant-Man introduced a character that not a ton of people are familiar with. It introduced an actor that in Paul Rudd that absolutely killed it.
Paul Rudd? Hey, how is that anything but Rudd?
It's already a 40
You did not say Paul Rudd. You said Paul Rudd.
No. You said Paul Rudd, and it's also a 40-second shot clock violation. Matt, please take possession of the ball.
Ant-Man gives us Luis, who's one of the funniest things in the MCU, and I want one day to him to just do an entire recap of the entire MCU universe that we've seen so far, because I think I would die laughing. Using Scott Lang instead of Jesus, I'm blanking on.
Oh my God, Hank Pym, dude.
Thank you. Instead of Hank Pym, I was actually a big fan of, because Hank Pym's got some dark demon sides that I don't need to see in out of Michael Douglas in the MCU. That being said, Michael B. Jordan was phenomenal. Chadwick Boseman was very good. I was stunned to see how much bigger Michael B. Jordan was than Chadwick Boseman when they had their battle. A deeper villain. Definitely, even though they didn't do as much with him as they did in Ant-Man. It's really, this is a really, really tough one to say, which was a better movie. I'm going to go to the boss for this one, because she's seen both. I already know which way she's going to go, because she does not like Ant-Man. So she's going to go with Black Panther.
Then that doesn't count.
It dawned on me while I was saying that I was going
to
throw
it
to her.
I'm going to go to the first answer.
Wait. Time out. What do you mean the boss? Is someone else listening to this?
Yeah, my girl's here giving me freaking devil eyes right now. So, and she's seen, she enjoyed Black Panther. She's not a fan of Paul Rudd. I don't know why.
What about
she doesn't
Paul
like
Rudd?
Happy people.
That's why she's hating
how
on
she's
you.
With me,
let's
I
go.
Don't understand. They're both really good. I'm going to say I enjoyed Ant-Man more than I enjoyed Black Panther.
Yes. Beautiful.
God, you're such a hoe.
Beautiful.
Where's his 40-second shot clock? No, Black Panther is a way better movie than Ant-Man is. And I know Dylan didn't like Black Panther. So I'm going to be sad that this is going to end up the way that it is. But, Matt, you talk about soundtracks. How did Black Panther not smack the shit out of Ant-Man's soundtrack?
Well, this is a soundtrack competition.
No, but he mentioned it 9 times with the other movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy is known for its soundtrack. Yeah. It's the awesome mix.
So is Black Panther.
Not really.
Come on,
son.
What are you talking about?
The Guardians with theirs.
One of the songs on the soundtrack was nominated for an Academy Award, dude.
If trap music is all you like, I guess Black Panther's your movie.
That wasn't... Oh.
Yeah, I know that's why you chose Ant-Man. But Black Panther also had a way better villain. There are people who actually could sympathize with the villain and say, I understand where...
Oh, way deeper Paul villain. Absolutely. From. Much more complex. I said
absolutely not Paul.
Right, not Paul.
Yeah, he was like, oh, this is scary.
And just the whole world that we haven't seen either with Wakanda, or not the world, but the country, and just seeing like the new technology and everything that they were able to do with it is really cool to see. Black Panther's a way better movie.
Yeah, Ant-Man's technology, that quantum shit, man, forget that.
It's magic. Don't get me started on the quantum shit.
It's not even a question. It's not even a competition.
It's not even theirs. They just have this dope ass material that was fallen into their laps.
So you're gonna give your house back to some Native Americans?
Yes! Oh my God, Matt gets the gold.
I'm trying to
Matt already.
Actually, they can have it. And they can use their goddamn casino money to fix it.
Matt already has won. Matt already has won MOP just for that comment. But what we have going on here, gentlemen, is a contrast of both sides of my spirit here, because
one's black and one's white.
Ryan is correct. I did not think that Black Panther was as good as everyone said it was, but there are two redeeming portions. Technically three.
I don't even consider
the soundtrack to be a positive, because I thought it was a given that everyone just knew it was bomb. Apparently, Paul does not, because he's fucking stupid.
I never said it wasn't.
But
Just nothing substantial.
So, I mean, ops on the radar. Like, stop. But, regardless, one big thing that Black Panther did super well. There's Michael B. Jordan's character. But one that is really culturally meaningful is the fact that Wakanda as a phrase has become synonymous with African pride.
You mean Wakanda forever?
Well, that's correct. But just the idea of Wakanda as this prosperous Afrofuturistic kind of conception of a prosperous black nation is really meaningful, and it's we need more of that in culture, whether Paul likes
Vegas
it or not.
Vegas scored again.
Shut up. And that's important. However, what is not is when a film that is so personal, so powerful, with such a relatable, again, personal villain, is to make it completely impersonal with stupid-ass CGI-filled final act that completely undermines the message of the film. If you took the first two acts of Black Panther...
Hey, that rhino's a damn blessing.
No, not the rhino. The rhino is not even my contention. My contention is I wish that fight between Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger, and Black Panther, T'Challa, I wish they didn't have the suits. I wanted that bare-knuckle brawl to make it a personal fight, even more so than it was. Make it hand-to-hand combat, the ideologies fighting,
Michael B. Jordan whooped that ass.
I'm aware, which would make it more powerful. I hated
the CGI
fight.
Mess with Apollo Creed.
And also, Ant-Man, to be fair, does have arguably the best scene in the entirety of the MCU in Luis's retelling of the story. So freaking funny. Michael Peña is way funnier dude than I ever thought he was. It's definitely Ant-Man.
But I got
for
the
all
man.
The reasons that I mentioned. So, another of our upsets, correct, I believe?
No. Yes.
Yes, Ant-Man, the number six seed, moving on.
Dick.
And so, with our first round set, we will update the bracket again. Follow Sports Carnage on Facebook. We got good stuff there. We got Twitter is going to be having our updated content for this bracket as well. Follow along. Tell us how you think of how this goes. Gentlemen, thank you for participating, and I believe it is finally time to wrap this up and get to our grisly takes.